Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Kathleen, thanks for joining us this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about SPARK and the school park program that you guys have?
I would love to. SPARK stands for School Park. It was started in 1983 in response to a green ribbon study done by the mayor and the county judge on how to increase park space in the city of Houston. And one idea in this report was to make use of public school grounds. And so there was a new council member on the city council, Eleanor Tinsley, who took that idea and ran with it. And now, 40 years later, we have 165 Spark Parks all throughout Harris County and a few in Fort Bend County.
So wait, Eleanor Tinsley, like Eleanor Tinsley Parkway?
That's right.
Because that's what I was picturing in my head.
Exactly.
I love Eleanor Tinsley Park. It's where I take most people when they come from out of town and I want to show them what Houston's like. It's such a great view of downtown. I didn't realize that.
Yes, she started the program.
Well, and if you're driving around town and the Spark logo is bright yellow, it's kind of like an oval, and you see Spark on these parks that are outside, like you said, Kathleen, of public schools. And I thought, up until meeting you today, that they were part of the public school. I didn't realize that this was a program added into public schools so children would have better playground equipment to play on, because, Jesse, they are nice. We're not talking about, like, the metal slide we had when we were kids that would set you on fire as you were going down.
And then when you got down and you touched someone else, you would literally get a spark.
Yes, true. Yes, exactly. So how can people get involved and help with this? I mean, we see the parks. What can we do as Houstonians to help with what you guys are doing?
So all of our Spark Parks are on school grounds. We work with 18 school districts, and we have 4 charter school Spark Parks. And so our agreement with the school districts is that they maintain the park. It's still their school grounds, and that the park is open after school on weekends and holidays for the community to use.
And I'm reading here about the Kinder Foundation and the Houston Endowment. They have provided how much funding?
So right now we are in a park desert phase.
Okay.
And so that means that we are concentrating our efforts on schools that the population around them does not have a city, county, or another Spark Park within a 10-minute walk. And so the Kinders, Houston Endowment, Brown Foundation have all stepped up to help us with that effort.
Wow. I've been seeing that you guys are opening a lot of parks in particularly underserved areas. I'm assuming that this is kind of a passion project for you, yes?
Yes, I've been doing this for 35 years.
What made you want to start working in this, and how important parks is for you?
So it's very important, and I think the whole equity idea of park space in Houston is very important. And so we do, we certainly do some schools that can raise $50,000 in a Halloween carnival.
Right.
But most of our projects are really at schools that maybe have a PTA or PTO, but maybe don't, and would never be able to come up with a significant amount of funds to improve their park space.
And I think the older we get, the more we can forget sometimes how much we loved parks as children. Mm-hmm. And you forget until you see children running to the swings, or they're running to the spaceship, or running to whatever park it is. And Houston is a lot of townhomes without a lot of backyard space. So there are a lot of families that have homes or live in apartment complexes that don't have a park. So the neighborhood park is essentially the only playground equipment that they get to play on.
You have playground equipment, don't you? Sarah lives in a townhome, and I know you have a little bit of a backyard space for your daughter Parker to run around, which is great because she's only four. But you also have in your community a little park, don't you?
We do. And you bring up a great point, Jesse. That is a sense of community, because
yes,
that's where Parker plays with her friends, is at the park. It is a safe space and a great space, A, to have a birthday party, B, to invite the neighbors down. And I tell you what, I've met some really cool mom friends. We're not regular moms, we're cool moms. And it's just as much fun for us to be able to take our children to the park so they can play, burn off some energy, and you can have an adult conversation. And that's not a luxury that should be something that's accessible to you based on your income level or where you live. How many, I know this is probably a very large question to ask, do you know how many Spark Parks there are throughout the
I sure
area?
Do. There are 165.
Holy
smokes! Way more than I thought.
That is way more than I thought. And you guys aren't finished either. Jesse and I were reading over this morning what you guys, you know, new Spark Parks in 2023 to 2024. You guys put one in Fort Bend ISD, A-Leaf, Houston, Pasadena, Cy-Fair, Spring Branch. So this is not something that's just specific to Inside the Loop, inside the Beltway.
No.
You guys are a little bit of everywhere.
That's correct. And I did want to mention that COVID was terrible, but COVID also made us really appreciate being outside, mm-hmm, and park space. And so I think that that is something that good came out of COVID, that we all appreciate being outside more and gathering with others outside. And
we did take a lot of walks during COVID. We were some walking, park going people.
Yeah, you had to get outside. And working for Spark, what have you noticed, or what recognition have you seen from the community when they get a Spark Park put in there? Do you notice a big difference of kids going out and parents going on walks and using the different activities?
So we give every school a goal of raising $5,000, and some schools can do that very easily, but others, it really takes a school year to collect pennies or to sell chocolate or to do whatever they do best at fundraising. And so, but almost every school can raise that $5,000 in a school year. And we are getting ready to have dedications next week. We call it Spark Week.
Spark Week.
It's a full week before Thanksgiving week always. And we will dedicate a park every day that week.
And that's exciting too, that the kids get to help fundraise for this park, because they'll get to walk past this park for the rest of their lives and know that they played a role in what's in their community. And there's a sense of pride that comes with that for a lot of kids.
We really think that it's real important that it doesn't really matter how much is raised, but that the kids have a sense that they raised all the money is fine with us. That they have a part they need to take care of the park once it's built. And so they need to have pride in their neighborhood park.
So Spark Week, like you said, I just wanted to mention, is in the fall, and you said it's the week before Thanksgiving. If you're like me and you're looking at a calendar like, wait, what day was Thanksgiving on again? That means that Spark Week is November 13th through the 17th. And you're going to have a lot of different dedications of new parks. And I see that you're doing some re-sparked parks. Can you describe what a re-sparked park is?
So we have been around for 40 years, and parks, especially on school grounds that are heavily used, need a spark after 10 years. So a school can come back to us after, after 10 years and ask for improvements, updates, whatever.
So they come and say, we have this metal slide. Every time I get off of it, I end up shocking the person next to me. My hair is standing up. We have to get a new one.
And if you look at some of the parks, Jesse, I don't know if you've seen any of the new spark parks that have popped up. A lot of them are themed. I know the one that's over by my house.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's educational based also. Kids learn about things. Like there's an abacus on there. I just learned the word the other day, so I don't want to seem smarter than the room. It's that little counting thing where you push things over.
I was going to ask, but I didn't want to.
I saw your face. I knew that. That's an abacus. So kids can learn how to count while they're playing.
Okay.
There's tic-tac-toe, which people don't think is an educational tool, but it actually teaches social skills and interaction with other children.
Wow.
Most of the equipment that they use for these playgrounds are open-ended equipment. And by that, it means that it's open for play with other kids so that children during the pandemic that did not get those socialization skills are able to come to these spark parks and they're able to interact with other children in a way that they weren't able to for some of them the first 3 years of their lives. It's crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be a little personal question. I know we have over 160 parks in the Houston area. For the ones that you've worked on and that you've seen through for the last, maybe even re-sparked, what's your favorite park? Like, let's say you're 10 years old. Where are you like, Mom, you have to take me here?
So we have a real interesting park that has been a favorite for a long time at Travis Elementary in the Heights.
Uh-huh.
It has a dinosaur bones in it.
And, I know that one.
And actually, the way that all came about was that we sometimes ask students to draw pictures of what their favorite park would be. Mm-hmm. And so then the landscape architect that is working with a spark committee at the school takes those ideas and, you know, we don't do swimming pools and we don't do splash pads and we don't do some things, but we try to accommodate. If every drawing has a swing in it, we need to put swings in.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting. This was about 1991, and so many of the pictures that the students drew had dinosaurs in it. And this was before Jurassic Park. This was before the dinosaur craze, and we were wondering, what in the world are dinosaurs doing in this park? Well, evidently, they had just studied a unit on dinosaurs at the school. And again, this was before you could go in every toy store and get dinosaur things.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we had the theme of the park be dinosaur. And so the Travisaurus is in the park.
It's adorable.
But it's memorialized forever. You'll always get to look back and tell the story of the class of 91 who had this unit on dinosaurs. And
now we have the Travisaurus.
The kids in 2023, Beyond will get to play with the Travisaurus. That's so cute.
This was an art piece that local artist Paul Kettleson did. And for the groundbreaking, we dug up dinosaur bones.
Did you really?
And then we planted bald cypress trees around the trail. And these are ancient trees. And so, and then actually the school did a Travisaurus art car one year.
Oh,
and
that's so exciting.
That's one of the favorite ones.
Well, I think we can see why. Yeah. I mean, I kind of wish I would have been there
for
that.
Will you take me there today?
Yes. Parker loves it. My daughter, Jessie, will tell you she's 4.5. She loves dinosaurs. It's her thing. I'm a mommy-saurus. She's a Parker-saurus. Like, it's a thing. But her pediatrician said that children who are interested in dinosaurs and that particular area of science and study have, like, the early signs of high intelligence. I don't know if that's true or not, but because my daughter likes it, I'm all in on it. Like, I'm buying it. And I think it's great that you guys listened to the kids and what they wanted and gave them what they wanted. That's fantastic.
One other thing I wanted to mention was that we do public art in our parks. And so I actually brought y'all our brand new 2024 Spark Art Calendar.
Thank you.
Which features 12 projects that we've done this past year. And like the Travisaurus was a piece of artwork that is in the park. And this is, I think, a way that the students can help with the mural or help with tiles or do something and leave their mark on the park that is not graffiti.
Wow.
No,
and also bring their grandparents or whatever to the park to see the ant that they drew, which is what my grandson did.
I looked ahead, Jessie, to yours. I went straight to December.
I know.
I'm like, look what you got.
So cool. Thank you so much for bringing this in. And we want to mention, because we do see that the public is, of course, invited to attend any of the dedications that are happening during Spark Week, which is, of course, again, November 13th through the 17th. And there's a lot of them. They're all over the Houston area. So if you want to go check it out, they are able to attend?
Yes, they are. They would need to go through the office and all that.
And you can get all that information at sparkpark.org. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.